Over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Well, you're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 77 degrees at 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's pretty warm already, but now we are under a heat advisory that'll be in effect through 7 Monday morning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grand counties until 7 Monday night for Sauk and Iowa counties. Heat index readings could be as high as 105 today. Yeah, that's hot. The humidity also isn't making it very nice out there. I'll say that much. When you're out there, that sticky, heavy feeling, not a huge fan. The Brewers, though, they have been red hot as of late. They are on a three-game win streak after the last win against the Chicago Cubs. They've been on the road to take on Minnesota, winning the first game 17-6. Yesterday, they held Minnesota scoreless in a 9-0 win. And round three will be this afternoon with a 1:10 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
The Gospel Grid.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up, we'll continue our visit with Phillips and Banks.
But he got up there and he said, "We've been praying about taking on a missionary. I think this group right here is the one we need to take on." When we looked at each other like, "We don't even have a name."
Plus, a spotlight visit with James Rainey.
I started back with the Gospel Harmony Boys back when I was 14 years old out of Huntington, West Virginia.
It's all great gospel in hour two of the Gospel Greats.
I've been a stranger in this broken world of sin. I was lost, but I've been found. Now there's a brand new song, it keeps me traveling on. I am homeward bound.
I am homeward bound.
That's Legacy 5. Our featured group today is Phillips and Banks. They tell us how the Lord guided them to form the group.
It was really by accident.
Honestly.
We were all part of a different ministry before this in our separate entities. Oh, well, Jacob and I were married at the time. And we kind of sang together in certain things. Like we'd sing this song over here or we'd sing this song over here.
It was a performing arts theater is what it was.
So then when we left that ministry and people started we had a pastor ask if we would come and sing for their homeconding. And we were like, what, us?
I guess.
Okay, sure, we can figure that out. So we like threw some songs together, you know, and Caleb wasn't even there that time. Nope. It was just the three, Jacob and me and Autumn, and we sang what we knew,
songs, you know, yeah, of other groups.
And then it kind of blossomed from there. We always say we don't really know how it happened. It was just like we kept getting call after call to come. And
we were like, I guess we're doing this now.
Caleb even said, he was like, well.
Yeah.
Maybe I could try to sing bass.
Because we always sang tenor.
Yeah, we have two tenors.
It's weird.
So, and he's like, I could try. We're like,
all right.
Okay, go ahead.
I told them I think the night when it just seemed like everyone else was like, okay, we were singing at this church and God was moving. It was going crazy. And the pastor got up. He'd get up, we'd sing a couple songs, he'd get up and preach a few seconds. Then he'd say, I'm going to sit back down.
Let these boys sing.
But he got up and he said, we've been praying about taking on a missionary. I think this group right here is the one we need to take on. When we looked at each other like, we don't even have a name.
we're a group?
We don't really know we're a group.
No joke. That same night, we had some friends of ours, we didn't even know they'd been praying about it, paid for us. Just said, I'm going to write you a check, figure out what you need for a sound system. You need a sound system. It was in that same week, probably. They said, you also need a trailer for that to go in. So they bought us the same trailer we're pulling today. Mm-hmm. I mean, God was like
crazy,
putting all the pieces together. And we're like, we probably need to catch this train.
Yeah, I mean, I had been fighting it. Well, not fighting it. I didn't want to get my will before the Lord's. Like, I was like, Lord, if this is you, that's fine, but I don't want to do something because I feel like we could, or like this would be fun. I don't want to do it because of that. I don't want to know it's the Lord doing it. And so it was kind of like the Lord was like, hello.
Caleb Banks is out front on a song called Grave Clothes.
That song, I love the message and it's a lot of fun to sing. It's wide open. And but I just think about, you know, Jesus has come in. He made the sacrifice. We don't need any grave clothes. And one of the lyrics, I think, is so clever in there. It says, 4 days behind the stone and he called me back to life. We're like Lazarus. When Jesus comes in and does the miracle in our lives, the old man is dead. But we're raised to new life, you know? And so we don't need grave clothes anymore, man. We're not dying. I mean, I'm out on this side, but they better watch out when I get in heaven. I'm wide open. So Grave Clothes is just a great song to remind us, like, we don't need grave clothes. We don't have to walk around like we're dead to trespass and sin anymore, man. We got new life, and we got a brand new life coming when we leave this world.
That's Caleb Banks, and here's Phillips and Banks with Grave Clothes.
I was born wearing Adam's hand-me-downs, but his wandering shoes, well, they don't fit me now. And that old shirt of shame and that hat of lies, they're all out of fashion, like that coat of compromise. Oh, I'm throwing off these old rags, they're falling at my feet. Those are the clothes of a dead man just laying in the street. Now I've been forgiven. In my heart, just a desperate soul in a place of dark. Jesus found me there where my hope had died. 4 days behind a stone, and he called me back to life. Oh, I'm throwing off these old rags, they're falling at my feet. Those are the clothes of a dead man just laying in the street. Now I've been forgiven.
Phillips and Banks. Their current radio single has risen into the top 20 songs on the Singing News Airplay chart. Carmen Phillips talks about Not Today.
You know, we're all faced with a whole lot of different days in our life, meaning that one day it may be the best day you've ever had and everything goes right and everything's awesome, and then the next day it may be the worst and everything comes crumbling down on your head. And you know, no matter what the day looks like, it doesn't have to stay that way. And our attitude determines exactly what the rest of it's going to look like, you know? And so the song talks about, I may have to rely on yesterday's praise. Tomorrow, I may have to rely on yesterday's praise, but not today. Because today I'm going to praise my Lord. Today I'm going to raise my hands and praise Him. And so I think, you know, God is good no matter what the day looks like. So we can praise Him regardless, because He doesn't change. And He's always worthy of our praise. So I think it changes our mind and our heart when we think of it that way.
That's Carmen Phillips, and here's Phillips and Banks with Not Today.
There are nights I toss and turn and find I'm sleepless over things I can't forget.
I think, should I keep believing, or should I just throw up my hands and quit? There are times when life's not easy, at times I feel alone and so afraid. When the tempter whispers you're not gonna make it and it just won't go away.
Days like that are sure to come, but days like that don't have to stay. Days without a mustard seed of faith.
Not today.
Today I'm gonna praise my Lord, yes I am. Today I'm gonna shout it and lift my hands. Today I'm gonna love Him more than ever before. Tomorrow I may cry over trouble and pain. Tomorrow there may be things I can't explain. Tomorrow I may have to rely on yesterday's praise, but not today. No, 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 not today. There are times when skies are blue without a cloud, the sun is all my eyes can see.
There are moments when I hum a tune, it seems the Father sings along with me.
There are times He pours out blessings, He gives me so much more than I am due.
And the melody He sings to me is ringing in my heart the whole day through.
Days like that are sure to come, days like that we hope will stay. Sunny skies may fill with clouds of gray,
but not today. No, no, no.
Today I'm gonna praise my Lord, yes I am. Today I'm gonna shout it and lift my hands. Today I'm gonna love Him more than ever before. Today. No, 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 not today.
Phillips and Banks, and we'll have more from the group coming up in just a moment. A spotlight segment with James Rainey.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you. Get ready, Richland Center. RC Thunderfest is back and bigger than ever. Saturday, June 28th at Crosscut Park. The grounds open at 11 with free admission and a full lineup of fun during the day. Face painting, food vendors, pedal pulls, mice races, bounce houses, a magician, and a clown show. Then the music takes center stage with six groups through the day, including Kelly Long, Annie and the Crush, and High Mileage rocking it out just before the fireworks show. That's right, huge fireworks at dark to close out an unforgettable day. Celebrate summer. Celebrate community. RC Thunderfest, June 28th in Richland Center. We'll see you there.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Today's the day. Don't let the road signs fool you. The Road to Pine Valley is open and ready for one of Richland Center's favorite traditions. The Pine Valley Foundation is serving up their annual chicken barbecue today from 11 to 1 at Pine Valley Community Village. Drive through or dine in, your choice.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Our spotlight artist today is pianist James Michael Rainey.
Well, Rodney, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you. And I did want to give you a little background on myself. I started back with the Gospel Harmony Boys back when I was 14 years old out of Huntington, West Virginia. And they trained me up in the old hymns of the church and stage presence, how to present myself, how to dress properly. Matter of fact, they taught me how to drive a bus and grind every gear on it. And I was with them for many, many years. And then I met a group called the Hoppers. I left them for a guy that most people may not recognize as Rusty Goodman of the Happy Goodman family. He was doing his solo career, and I got to travel with him. And of course, when you play for a songwriter of his level, it was great to watch him create songs. I was there when he wrote the song Shadow of the Steeple. And then found a little group out of Boone, North Carolina called the Greens. And that was back when it was Kim, Tony, and Tim. And so I played for the Greens for a while, and then the calling came for a group out of Maiden, North Carolina called the Singing Americans, and was with them for many years. And I believe that's where my brotherhood really formed with gospel music, because they'd had a strong brotherhood, they had a strong history, rich history with Michael English and Rick Strickland and people like that. And then the Lord led me other directions. I played for the old storyteller, Wendy Bagwell and the Sunlighters. I got to travel with Wendy. And then I took a little break in gospel music for a while and came back with an unknown group called the Stamps Quartet, Mr. Ed Enoch. And then God sent me to a man named Jonathan Wilburn, and played for him for over 10 years. And I left Jonathan, and I've started a solo career now, which is something new for me.
That's James Michael Rainey. He's in demand in churches and at festivals, and he says that people still love the old hymns.
It just seems like that the people are hungry for the hymns of the church. And that's really where my ministry started heading, is these hymn sings. Not to take the place of Gerald Wolfe or anybody like that. What I do is totally different. Totally different. But we're just loving life and enjoying it and having a good time with it.
On his new project, A New Song, he plays It Is Well With My Soul With How Great Thou Art. Here's James Michael Rainey. Thank you. Michael Rainey, It Is Well With My Soul and How Great Thou Art. On the project, a new song, he performs a good selection for our approaching Independence Day.
A new song was done. It's actually got a lot of different songs on it. A military anthem was done so we can honor our veterans. That has every song of the every branch of the military in it.
Here's James Rainey with the military anthem medley. Military Anthem Medley. That's James Michael Rainey. If you're interested in having James or learning more about his ministry, you can connect with him at jamesmichaelrainey.com. Again, that's jamesmichaelrainey.com. More with Phillips and Banks coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today's the day. Don't let the road signs fool you. The Road to Pine Valley is open and ready for one of Richland Center's favorite traditions. The Pine Valley Foundation is serving up their annual chicken barbecue today from 11 to 1 at Pine Valley Community Village. Drive through or dine in, your choice.
We are currently just shy of the 80-degree mark here on WRCO this Sunday morning. Going to continue to be hot today as a heat advisory remains in effect until 7 Monday morning for at least our immediate listening area, Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, but also until 7 p.m. on Monday for Sauk and Iowa counties. Close by, heat index readings today could be as high as 105. So, yeah. Oof. No thanks. Richland Center Free Methodist Church will be hosting a concert of worship featuring Katie Maples and Allie Crummy today at 10:30. The service will feature light acoustic rock and some of their original compositions. If you can't make this morning, a lawn concert will be held at the church Sunday at 5. All are welcome. They ask that you bring your lawn chair. A love offering will be held at both events for their expenses. For more information, you can call the church at 647-4141. Also, going on, actually, as we speak, the 44th Annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast is going on today until 12:30 at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. The event includes entertainment, ag awareness activities, and vendors. The requested donation for the breakfast is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We have more with Phillips and Banks coming up right now. Master's Voice with Second Opinions.
Will church gather around, cause we got us a problem. There's a lot of inspiration floating around these days. Words that paint a pretty picture, but you won't find them in the scriptures. That's because they're all from the book of Second Opinions. They say follow your heart wherever it leads you. Let that little voice inside you show the way. I guess the $1 million question is, that your heart or indigestion? Cause a heart's been known to lead a fool astray. It ain't hard to get hooked on the book of Second Opinions. We'd rather live our own truth than tell us what to do, just what we want to hear. Hey, it's high time we turned our interest to God's word instead of Pinterest and find.
finally close the book of second opinions.
Well, you say everything happens for a reason, just to give our foolish ways a clever spin. I've heard them say the Lord won't give you anything you can't handle, but the truth is you can't handle anything without Him. It ain't hard to get hooked on the book of second opinions. We'd rather live our own truth than tell us what to do, just what we want to hear. And it's time we turned our interest to God's Word instead of Pinterest. Finally close the book of second opinions. Hey, it's high time we turned our interest to God's Word instead of Pinterest. And finally close the book of second opinions.
Yeah, let's close that book of second opinions. That's Master's voice. Phillips and Banks is our featured artist today. Jacob Phillips says that God is using their talent and testimony.
We love music, you know, and we understand that music is just a vehicle. Caleb was a drug addict 14 years ago, and God saved his life. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God wants his story, not just his story, but mine and Autumn's and Carmen's, to be shared.
That's Jacob Phillips. You can always tell how talented a group is when you strip away all of the music and orchestration. Here's Phillips and Banks with The Love of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God sent his son to win. His erring child he and pardon from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
Oh.
God, that's Phillips and Banks. A pretty well-known songwriter contributed to their album Living Proof.
Rodney Griffin sent us this pitch, and when we got it, I thought there was a mistake, because when he sent it, there was no music behind it. He was just like singing it. Sounded like he was driving down the road in his car. And when we got it, I listened to it and I was like, wow, I just really, really love the message of this song. And it talks about, you know, even though I've never been, it talks about how beautiful the Holy Land is and how great it would be to go there. And I'd love to see all the places where Jesus walked and he taught and he did his miracles and all those things. And, you know, oftentimes I think that Christians that have never been to the Holy Land think that, oh, if I go and touch this, you know, relic, then it's going to be some big, huge spiritual experience. But the chorus says, I may not have been there and touched all those things, but I've felt the power that it offers.
That's Jacob Phillips, and here is Phillips and Banks with I've Seen What It Can Do.
They tell me that his empty tomb is such a sight to see. You'll stand there in amazement. You'll find it's hard to leave. They say there's nowhere like it in that sacred holy land. Oh, how I'd love to see it and touch it with my hands. But I've felt the power it offers. I am a life that's changed. I've been touched by the Master. I've seen what it can do. I've seen an altar filled with saints who prayed a sinner home. And I've seen a wayward child restored when he seemed too far gone. I've watched the most deserted soul find rest in arms of grace. Though I've never walked where Jesus walked or where he took my place. Yes, I've felt the power it offers. Who laid there those 3 days? Yes, in my heart there is a witness of resurrection proof. Though I've never seen his empty grave, I've seen what it can do.
Seen What It Can Do. That's Phillips and Banks. They've been our featured artist today. Coming up, Jim Brady shares a powerful version of the Squire Parsons classic, Sweet Beulah Land.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
If you're looking for a full day of family fun, don't miss RC Thunderfest, Saturday, June 28th at Kroska Park in Richland Center. It's totally free to attend, and it's packed with action from 11 a.m. to fireworks at dark. Bring the whole crew for face painting, bouncy houses, pedal poles, a clown show, food stands, a magician, and more. The kids will love it. The grown-ups will, too. There's mice racing. Check it out starting at 7 o'clock. And when the sun goes down, get ready for a huge fireworks display right through the summer sky. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Mark your calendar. RC Thunderfest is where Richland Center celebrates summer together. June 28th, 11 a.m. to fireworks. Free entry. Full day of fun.
Today's the day. Don't let the road signs fool you. The Road to Pine Valley is open and ready for one of Richland Center's favorite traditions. The Pine Valley Foundation is serving up their annual chicken barbecue today from 11 to 1 at Pine Valley Community Village. Drive through or dine in, your choice.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up, Jim and Melissa Brady with a new version of Beulah Land. Right now, the Tribute Quartet with So Many Reasons.
One. When I'm all poured out, he fills up my soul. Two, even though I fall, he never lets go.
Three, in my brokenness, he's making me whole.
I could go on and on about him, forever I could sing.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
Peace, like a river flowing deep in my soul.
Grace,
yes, he paid a debt that he never owed.
Hope
for tomorrow, yes, this one thing I know,
that still a thousand hallelujahs would never be enough.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire,
he's been so good, and he'll never change.
He's been so good.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's been so good to me. I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day.
That's the Tribute Quartet. A few weeks ago, the legendary singer and songwriter Squire Parsons went to that sweet Beulah Land. The day after he passed, Jim Brady reached out to me with a new version of the Squire Parsons classic.
Hey friends, it's Jim Brady. Melissa and I have been working on a classics project for several months now. And through the years, I've recorded many of Squire Parsons' songs. But crazy enough, I've never recorded his most popular, Sweet Beulah Land. And in a conversation with Squire a few months back, I told him we were cutting a new version of Beulah Land. And he said, you know, I have a third verse that I didn't record. And he sent it to me and we recorded it. And I had no way of knowing that just a short time later, Squire's son Sam would call me minutes before Squire went to heaven. And I would be singing his words and his melodies back to him. Well, it was a great honor for his family to ask me to sing Beulah Land at his homegoing service. And I can't tell you how it felt for me to get to honor my hero and a gospel music treasure with his words and his melodies. This song has always meant so much to me, but I gotta tell you, it means so much more now than ever.
That's Jim Brady, and here is Jim and Melissa with Sweet Beulah Land.
Which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter. Song of joy to
Sweet Beulah Land, Jim and Melissa Brady. And that wraps things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Phillips and Banks. You can find out more about this group on social media or on their website, phillipsandbanks.com. All of the music we've enjoyed on the program is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request, you can call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs in Southern gospel music.
It's a great song.
I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week, right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Announcing U.S. airstrikes on three nuclear sites in Iran, President Trump said Saturday night,
"Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success."
But there has not yet been an independent verification, and retired General Robert Abrams tells ABC,
"The best way to get battle damage assessment is to put eyes on the ground, and it could be an unmanned aerial system, it could be a drone, but best case would be some sort of personnel on the ground, not necessarily U.S. personnel, but someone who can give us on-the-spot verification."
And the question of what happens next as Iran's foreign minister...